Now, the men's room wants to know, who sucks less?
Hey, time for Who Sucks Less. Steve and Thrill Hill, you bring us three stories from the news each and every week. They all suck. It is up to us to determine, out of the three stories, which one sucks the least. Now, if you follow KISW on Facebook, Twitter, and on Instagram, the debate is already underway on Who Sucks Less.
Yes, indeed. And as you asked me at the top of the show, what's the general vibe going on today? It's a little bit all over the place. Like I said, we have a swindler over in Scotland. We have a disgruntled Disney employee. Perhaps it's Tinkerbell. We don't know. Disney World. And then finally, a drunk golfer that acted like a drunk golfer. Well, let us start in Scotland, where a banker who swindled $18,000 from a customer with dementia, he's been ordered to pay back $1. Stephen Barr, he was jailed for 13 months for deliberately targeting an 81-year-old because of the condition and then cleaning out his bank account to clear his own debts. So the 38-year-old, he was working as a manager for the Bank of Scotland when he handpicked Mr. Douglas Crumley, who has since died, so that he could steal from him. According to the police there, they say this appears to be a case where any recoverable amount appears to be a nominal sum. So they granted a motion, and they gave this guy Barr 28 days to come up with $1. Let me repeat that. He has 4 weeks to come up with $1 in spite of stealing $18,000 from the 81-year-old man's bank account. So the court was told that Barr had a stellar 13-year career in banking before stealing thousands of dollars from Mr. Crumley's savings. Now, Mr. Crumley, he became a customer in 2015, and he used his account for his pension income and general living costs. No one else had access to his account. Concerns were first raised about 3 years later when investigators noticed a number of, quote, faster payments being made by Barr from one of Mr. Crumley's accounts. Five payments totaling over $10,000, they were clocked as being suspicious, and the court was told that the account only actually had 5 cents in credit before another payment of $1,000 was made. This was immediately withdrawn in cash. Now, a number of ATM withdrawals, they were noted during an audit of Mr. Crumley's accounts, which were not in line with the spending habits because the withdrawals totaled over $7,300 and took place at various machines around the city. And they're like, this 81-year-old guy didn't even use ATMs. He went into the bank, as a lot of older folks do. So a senior investigator established a Barr withdrew or transferred just under $18,000 of Mr. Crumley's money. Now, Mr. Crumley, he was a regular customer, and they were aware that he had dementia. So he later stated that he did deliberately target this guy due to his vulnerability. You steal $18,000.
But you only have to pay $1 back.
And you get 4 weeks to come up with $1.
So he was jailed for how long?
13 months.
Okay.
Right. But that was suspended because, as his lawyer explained, we don't think he would do well in jail. That's kind of why they have jails. That's why it's a punishment. All right, so there we go. Now we have a disgruntled former Disney employee repeatedly hacked into a third-party menu creation software used by Disney World restaurants and then changed allergy information on the menus to say the foods that had peanuts in them were safe for people with, say, nut allergies. He also added profanity to menus and at one point changed all the fonts used on menus to Wingdings. Now, the suspect in the case, one Michael Schur, he broke into a menu creation and inventory system that was developed by a third-party company exclusively for Disney. And now Disney uses this to print menus for its restaurants. Well, the complaint alleges that he did this soon after being fired by Disney using passwords that he still had access to on several different systems. Now, the menus, they were caught by Disney after they were printed, but before they were distributed to Disney restaurants. Now, according to the complaint, Disney contracted the company to build a menu creator software that's proprietary only to Disney and used for food inventory management, menu creation, printing, and pricing. Now, the complaint says this guy Schur repeatedly manipulated the menus to change prices, add profanity, but also made several menu changes that threatened public health and safety by changing peanut allergy information. Now, employees at Disney initially became aware of the intrusion because all the fonts in the menu creator program were changed to Wingdings. Now, after that incident, Disney, they just reset the menu creator login passwords. Well, the complaint says this guy Schur broke into several of the company servers, not from Disney, but from the third party that actually does the menus, right? So then he just went into there. And at that point, he started creating more false Disney menus, uploaded the files made to look identical to the real Disney menus, but which had been slightly altered. He also locked at least 14 Disney employees out of their Disney accounts by trying to log into Disney's online account system thousands of times with a script, maintained a folder of personal information about four employees' homes, phone numbers, and relatives, even showed up at one of the victims' homes at night. Didn't do anything, just showed up. And keep in mind, Disney is currently, and separately, being sued by a Disney World guest whose wife died after suffering a fatal allergic reaction
to what has
become an incredibly high-profile case. So Disney...
So someone died because
someone did die, not because of his actions, okay? So Disney is currently in a lawsuit because a woman there died when she had an allergic reaction to whatever it was she got on the menu. This guy had nothing to do with it.
Okay.
But he was aware that it was going on, and that's why he changed all the allergy information to make it worse for him. Yeah. So that's that guy.
Wait a minute, I'm confused.
What's that?
He changed the allergy information.
Correct.
But that's not why she got sick.
No. Disney was already and is currently in a lawsuit from a woman who did not get the allergy information. He had nothing to do with that, but he's aware that they're going through that lawsuit.
Okay.
So to kind of pile on, I think he was trying to change the menu so if someone else dropped dead or had went to anaphylactic shock or something, you know, it becomes a pattern of something that Disney just makes their life more difficult.
I see. Okay, thank
you. And then finally, we say this is pretty rude behavior for a Canadian. A 43-year-old golfer in British Columbia got arrested for smashing his driver over another man's head. Now, it happened at the Burnaby Mountain Golf Course near Vancouver earlier this month, but a video just came out, and it sounds like the victim, or someone he was with, hit the group in front of them with a golf ball. Now, you can hear the victim say it was a mistake, but the guy immediately cracks him with his driver so hard that the club head snaps off. Now, the guy that he hit, he, of course, went down, started rolling around on the ground, holding his head, but luckily not seriously hurt. His friends freaked out, but they did not retaliate. But the guy filming, he did stay very calm, and he was very Canadian about it. He said, quote, "We can de-escalate this, eh?" That is an actual quote. Anyway, cops showed up and arrested the guy, who they described as intoxicated. Sounds like he's facing charges for assault with a weapon.
Miles asked the question.
What's that?
How many times did he hit up on the group?
My understanding, it was just the one time.
He must have hit somebody.
I think that's what it was.
Not that justifies it.
Right, but
any stretch of the imagination.
He did hit some of the ball.
Oh, okay.
Okay, I'm going to say, in this instance, the Disney employee sucks the most.
Okay.
And the reason being that he's changing allergy information on the menu. So, although, thankfully, nothing bad happened. The potential for something
he was trying
real
to make
bad
it catastrophic.
To happen
yeah.
could have definitely happened. And that's playing with people's lives. The guy who swindled the guy with dementia, that's awful. He definitely did not get... in my mind, the punishment he deserves.
No, you intentionally target someone who has dementia.
Yeah,
you
take the family should get grand. All that 18 grand back.
I think the court sucks the most in that case. Yeah. It's like, wait, not only does he only have to pay back $1, you're giving this man a banker. You're giving him four weeks to come up with one. Can you imagine a kidnapper calling you? We have your kid. We need $27. You have 18 hours. Like, bro, just meet me at the park
now. If someone
now.
Said, would you rather have $18,000 or get hit in the head with if you got hit in the head with a golf club, would you take $18,000 for it? I'd be like, yeah, hit me in the head with a golf club.
All right.
And then I'll get $18,000. In this instance, this guy was drunk. He was stupid. He did the wrong thing. I'm going to say the golfer in Canada sucks the least.
Mm-hmm. Golfers protecting golfers.
Yep, you see
so
it all the time.
So typical, man.
Yeah.
No such thing as a guilty golfer.
And I saw that video, and he cracked him pretty good, but the guy did get up fairly
quickly.
But
he hit him with the actual...
He tried to, but he hit him more shaft than head.
I mean, so either way.
So, grip? Did the guy in the UK get his money back?
No.
No.
No, the guy only has to pay back one freaking dollar. And the guy that he stole from has since died.
So I'm going to go the complete opposite of Miles here and say the Disney employee sucks the least because...
They caught it?
They caught it.
Right.
Now, you're right. Obviously, he was out to cause a lot of harm to a lot of people, but it didn't happen.
That's always my thing. Just the story itself. Mm-hmm. Like, he's probably the worst person.
Right, but like the swindler got the money.
He got the money.
That dude got hit with a golf club.
Yes, he did.
Right? Disney, they already had the issue, but nobody else got sick because of this guy and his...
Right.
So you're right. Terrible human being, terrible idea, but because nothing happened, right? You can only convict on a crime.
Right. Okay. The aftermath of it, nothing happened.
Debate continues on Who Sucks Less if you follow KISW on Facebook, Twitter, and on Instagram. All right, coming up, we'll drink a toast with the child of the day. You are listening to The Men's Room.